CID take me to CID office. They don't ask me anything. They don't ask me anything. After they told me, I won't send you to your country. And I say, why? Why you send me to my country? Let him call my sponsor. He said, no. I put case for you. And I said, what case you put for me? You say you are a business girl. And I said, I'm not a business girl. Why you to call me? Why you said I'm a business girl? I'm not a business girl. What evidence you have I'm a business girl? I'm not a business girl. After CID people brought me immigration, they didn't take me to court. They didn't take me to police station. They didn't take me anywhere. Just they bring me for immigration. Two months, nobody asked me why you are here, why like this. Only they asked me, bring your passport. And I say, my passport is for my sponsor. My sponsor called them, this lady is not the business girl. So they said, no, they will send me to my country. And I said, no, I need somebody to explain my problem. And then the person helped me because I'm not a business. I'm not a business girl. I'm not a business girl. I am married woman, and then I have two kids. So I'm not there. What evidence? They take my phone. Look for my phone. They didn't see any evidence. And once she's come, they didn't see me any man in my room or anything. So please, I need your help. I came here 2 months. When they give anybody phone, but they didn't give me. I told them I need my phone to call my family. They don't want to give me. When I ask them, I need quarters. I get my messages. I need quarters. They don't want to give me. When I talk to them, they shouting me. When I talk to anybody, please, I won't talk to my embassy. He said no. They don't want me to talk to anybody. So please. Now I explain for somebody here, you say, no, talk to human rights, they can help you because this case is serious. So please, because of that, I call you. I